I always enjoy the sound of the stampede coming. It is a beautiful, beautiful sound. So, well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You know, all of us at one time or another discover that this journey of faith that we are called to walk, it takes us places that we never expected we would go. And I'm not talking about the planned and the polished and the safe places. Sometimes this journey of faith calls us into the wilderness. It calls us to the uncertain places, the in-between spaces, the moments where we don't yet see the path forward. I mean, you understand this season, right? It may be a season where God feels far away, or it's a season that you can't answer. You have a question that you can't answer. A decision with no clear direction, a grief you're trying to navigate, or even a future that seems a little bit foggy instead of bright. Wilderness moments in our journey of faith can feel disorienting, and they can make us wonder, have we taken a wrong turn somewhere? Did we miss a sign? Or have we fallen off the map? But here's the uncomfortable truth. That some of God's best work happens in the wilderness. You know, when most of us think about peace, we think of calm waters, we think of quiet evenings, where everything inside of us just feels settled and safe. You know, there have been seasons in my life where I have prayed for peace, but have instead found myself in the midst of the wilderness. A place of transition, a time of waiting or uncertainty. For a long time, I thought that meant peace must be really, really far away. But I've come to learn something rather surprising, that God leads us into the wilderness not to take away peace from us, but to teach us peace. He puts us in these wilderness spots for us to learn that peace doesn't depend upon our circumstances. That peace doesn't come from us having control, or if there's any kind of uncertainty in our life. He teaches us that a peace that holds even when our life is wild. Because this is Advent peace. Not the peace of everything going right, but the peace of knowing that God is with us in the wilderness. You know, when the Corps of Discovery launched in 1804, Lewis and Clark and the rest of the people of the Corps of Discovery, they left behind the predictable world of charts and towns, and they entered into 8,000 miles of wilderness. Mountains and rivers and storms, lands that no American had mapped or had seen before. They experienced, or their journals reveal, that the wilderness didn't just challenge their bodies, it challenged their unity, it challenged their hope, it challenged their peace. They experienced tension among the crew. There was misunderstanding with the native tribes that surrounded them. They had the fear of the unknown, and there was a constant strain of danger. And yet, in the wilderness, they found a different kind of peace. They discovered that the wilderness was also where they encountered the most unexpected kind of guidance. They had new friendships formed. There were surprising provisions and divine moments of help that they could never have planned. The wilderness didn't destroy their peace, it shaped it. And that's exactly the kind of peace we talk about in Advent. This Advent peace doesn't remove the wilderness, it meets us in it. God brings peace into our wilderness. Isaiah was speaking to a people who were in the midst of a wilderness season, not of land, but of the heart. Their nation was fractured, their leadership was corrupt, their hope was nearly gone. Their spiritual landscape looked like a forest cut down. Stumps existed where life once used to be. But Isaiah looks at that barren landscape and declares, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. In other words, Isaiah is saying, God brings life where life looks impossible. God brings peace where peace seems unreasonable. Isaiah's vision shines as a star in the midst of the night. The wolf will lie down with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat and the calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. The young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw with the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den. And the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for all the peoples. Isaiah is describing a peace that is so profound that even creation becomes transformed. Predators and prey at peace with one another. The vulnerable among us will be safe. Nations reconciled, justice restored, violence undone. This is not some sort of fragile peace. This is not a fragile hope. This is a peace that roots itself in wilderness places and grows into something unstoppable. This is the peace that Christ brings. And then in the Gospel of Matthew, we learn of another living picture of Advent peace from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who was born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." The Magi literally traveled into the wilderness to follow a star. They didn't have a map. They didn't know the route. They didn't know how far they would have to go. But they knew this, that God was leading. And peace is found wherever God leads. Their journey was filled with uncertainty. The danger of Herod, the uncertainty or the vulnerabilities of travel, the unknown of a foreign land. Yet even in this wilderness, even in the uncertainty, even under threat of violence, they walk in peace. And when the star finally rests above the humble home of the Christ child, Matthew says this, "And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of frankincense, and myrrh." Peace was waiting for them in the form of a child that had come to save the world. Peace isn't the absence of troubles. It is the presence of Christ. Peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is not an escape from difficulty, but a divine presence in the midst of it. Our time in the wilderness cannot steal our peace because the wilderness cannot steal Christ. You know, Advent invites a personal question for us. Where is God calling us into the wilderness? Where is God calling us into the wilderness with his peace? You know, where is your next step, even if it feels uncertain? You know, maybe it's a forgiveness that you've avoided or a calling that you're unsure of. Maybe it's a grief that you're learning to live with, or a fear that you can't even name aloud. Wherever your wilderness is, hear this. Peace is not found by avoiding that place. Peace is found by walking into it with God. You know, maybe your next step in this great adventure is to let Christ's peace guide you like a star. The Magi didn't rush. They didn't panic. They followed the light that they were given. Where is the light that God has given you right now? Maybe it's a verse that you've been reading and God continues to bring to your mind. Maybe it's a nudge or a prayer or a conviction. Maybe it's a simple desire to make things right. Follow it. Peace is rarely loud. Peace whispers. Peace guides gently. Peace leads one step at a time. Or maybe your next step in this great adventure is to let Christ's peace steady your heart. Isaiah's vision teaches us that peace is not shallow relief, but deep-rooted transformation. Where do you need transformation today? Is there anger that you need God's peace to soften? Is there an anxiety in you that you need God's peace to calm? Is there a brokenness in you that you need God's peace to heal? Invite God into that wilderness. Perhaps your next step in this great adventure is to let Christ's peace move through you to others. You know, often these moments in the wilderness can make us feel like, make us retreat inwardly. But Advent peace always moves outward. Who needs peace from you today? Who needs grace? Who needs kindness? Who needs your presence, your patience, your compassion? Peace is not simply received, it is shared. And it's because of this season, I believe, we are called to walk in the wilderness together as a people of peace. Lewis and Clark, they didn't cross the wilderness alone. They knew they needed community. They knew they needed the core of discovery. They knew that they needed one another as they played a role in the journey. The Magi didn't travel alone. Israel waited for Isaiah's promise as a people. And as we follow Christ, not as individuals, but as a community of peace. In this season of the great adventure, we need to remember, we walk this wilderness together. We bear one another's burdens. We hold one another's stories. We pray for one another's peace. We encourage one another even when the path feels long. We shine the light for those who have grown weary. And then when we arrive at the manger, when we encounter the Prince of Peace, we kneel together, we worship together, we rejoice together. Because peace is not a solo journey, peace is a shared testimony. And so on the second Sunday of Advent, we proclaim that peace is not the absence of wilderness. Peace is the presence of Jesus in the wilderness. Come, Lord Jesus, lead us into the wilderness. Guide us by your light. Make us a people of your peace. Let us pray. Holy and righteous God, Remind us today that the peace we seek doesn't come from something we can manufacture. It doesn't come from the absence of conflict. It doesn't come from, Lord, anything that this world would define as peace. But peace came to us in the form of a baby. The promised Messiah, born to set his people free. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us in our wildernesses. Thank you, Jesus, for the people who walk with us, beside us, through those wilderness spaces. Thank you, Jesus, for being there as well. Give us the courage to follow you wherever you would lead us. Thank you for your peace. Jesus, it's in your name we pray. Amen. Church, don't look for a peace this world offers. Don't look for peace in shortcuts. Don't look for peace in things. Don't look for peace in prosperity. Peace comes from walking with Jesus. Regardless of where we walk, peace comes from walking with Jesus. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are grateful that in all of the moments of uncertainty in our lives, in all of the wilderness spaces we may find ourselves in, Jesus, you are there. Thank you for meeting us in those moments where we need you the most. Thank you for being our peace amidst a chaotic world. Thank you, Jesus. And it is in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, church, and I look forward to seeing you next week.